For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we would not be able to do this if not for the inspiration of our next guest on the telephone. She was instrumental in bringing the Apple a Day program from Orlando to Tampa when she went to New York City to pursue bigger radio dreams than working with Seth, as if that's possible. We thought, man, there's a void in the Tampa market now. What is Tampa going to do for Apple a Day on the radio? Seth Kushner has been putting in an amazing amount of work, and we are proud, Jade Donovan, to pick up the ball where you left it. Thank you for joining us. It's lovely to speak with you again.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you again, too. I'm actually just calling to see if I could parent your child.
Today seems to be the day for that. I don't understand it, but whatever. Your daughter took over our show. It was great. She came in here. She was throwing balloons around. She made it a party, sang happy birthday to soul brother Kevin. Oh, it was great. Stella's a little joy.
Oh, how sweet. Well, that's one thing I didn't think I would see is Stella playing on a cornhole board that says Drew Garabo live.
look how far we've come. Congratulations.
We have come a long way.
We have. Congratulations to you, by the way. I saw that you got a $22,000 donation from a client of yours.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. It was kind of all, planned in advance, but he's just an amazingly, incredibly generous dude. His name is Ramsey Subaru. Sorry. His name is Jim Conroy, and they're just the nicest people. And for Apple a Day in May this year, they wanted to make sure that they gave every child a brand new iPad that was like a super high capacity, and a $100 iTunes gift card for every single child in a case.
Wow.
So I think he's spending in total like $20,000 just on the 20 iPads. And then he just gave a couple extra thousand because he's the nicest guy ever. So if you guys are ever in Jersey, go to Ramsey Subaru. Buy a Subaru.
I will make it a point to
like
do
the
so.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. Yes, Seth, the question for Jade Donovan.
Jade, I mean, when you left Tampa, and I know your mom has done so much, and I enjoy working with her, and I know Charlie Belcher's helped out. Were you worried about how Apple a Day was going to carry on in Tampa when you left?
Well, don't enjoy working with my mom too much, Seth.
Why?
I know you enjoy it a lot.
Oh, my God. We're starting to just not text about Apple a Day. We're just starting to talk about regular things throughout our day. I love where this is going. And your mom's actually in the studio right now.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get your mom and we're going to get Stella up there so you can talk to him. We're getting some headphones plugged in right now.
Oh, that's cool. No, I'm kidding. Seth, I you and I talked on the phone about it, and I'm just so touched and so excited that you feel so passionately about Apple a Day and you got Drew on board on the whole show. And then all of a sudden I'm getting a call that, Cox as a team, the entire cluster get behind it. And
Mommy?
Oh, hey, Stella.
I like you, and Jade. They love you. I love you, Mommy.
Oh.
Are you in New York?
I am in New York. Where are you?
She said she's in Ormond by the sea. Is that what she said?
St. Pete?
Yeah, St. Pete.
Oh, cool.
I'm on the radio.
I know you are. What are they giving you?
I'm on the radio.
That's how I feel every day.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Mommy. She sounds just like her mommy on the radio.
What'd you say to Mommy, Stella?
I got cars.
She got cars.
Oh, I thought she said I got pot. I was like, oh, great. What are we doing?
She went in Seth's backpack.
Mommy, I got cars.
Well, if you want cars, you can go to Jersey City cars? Subaru.
Yeah. Ramsey Subaru.
Whatever.
Let me out here today.
Well, that's exciting.
Jay, do you understand everything your daughter says, or do you have a hard time deciphering it sometimes?
You know, it's like her own different, her own language, honestly.
I
but
have my own language in it. Welcome to the Doggo Rosie.
She's speaking in tongues. Aww. You understood the important part. Well, listen, Jade, we appreciate this very much. I have here a clip of one of our last interactions on the radio.
Oh, no.
No, it's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time Jade's ever been on the show, or this is the first time you guys have ever communicated on air without one of you being in character.
Right, and for everyone out there who didn't know, Jade and Seth used to do a feature called Auntie Mama D. It was a phone-in psychic, and the phone-in psychic lady's voice may sound a little bit familiar to you. It goes a little something like this.
Good morning, Auntie Mama.
Oh, baby, I didn't mean to put hot sauce on your sugar biscuits, girl.
She's just bringing the realness, Jade, as always.
Exactly, and that's how I enjoy my biscuits, and so I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. I just find it hard to believe that some jealous little punk in the building is going to take shots at my Jay Donovan. That's bull.
Now, what would you do if you saw him and confronted him face-to-face, Auntie Mama? If you were at the grocery store and you ran into each other, what would you do to Drew Garabo?
Oh, I don't even know that name, baby. But what I would do is just ignore his punk little ass. Clearly, he's crying out for attention. And then when he turns his back to get his steel-cut oatmeal, baby, I'd run my shopping buggy into the back of his Achilles tendon.
So clearly that was me as Auntie Mama D interacting with Jade and Seth and healing through humor.
No, don't pull back the curtain.
Sorry.
And Miguel and Holly didn't want to take on Auntie Mama D after you left, so we feel like she might be dead at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's a shame, because I think LaMangelo and Arangelo, her children, really needed the money.
Two of her 17 children, by the way.
Right.
Well, listen, we're honored to pick up the Apple a Day ball and run with it. We're looking to raise a ton more money today.
Yeah, it looks like between the fundraiser so far and what we were able to raise online with all the listeners, we're at about $17,500 so far in just under 2 weeks of fundraising.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
You guys have just done a phenomenal job. I'm so impressed. And I said this to Seth so many times, but I very much appreciate how passionate you guys are about it. And I mean, you've seen it. When you see the kids and they're able to connect with their friends and family after all that they're going through, and you see a smile on their face and they forget even for a second what they're fighting, it's all worth it. You know, you hear their stories and you're like, wow, what can I do to make them happy right in this moment? What can I do to make sure that they are connected when they have to do these long hours of treatments in the hospital, you know, and that's what the Apple a Day program does. We help kids get connected. So thank you guys for everything that you're doing and to everybody that donated. And it really is making a difference. And I just appreciate it so much. And I know the families do for sure.
I got to tell Jade, I did such a Jade thing today, because whenever one of the Apple a Day kids would, or Jade would talk to them, and the kid would be like, hey, I like Taylor Swift. And then Jade would go, okay, how can we get this kid to meet Taylor Swift, to go on stage during one of her songs? I mean, Jade always wanted to ask, you know, maybe for the impossible, but I found out one of our upcoming kids is a big Lightning fan. So I went down there today, and Matt Simon from the Lightning gave me an autographed Lightning sign for the whole team, signed it. So when I told your mom about that, she started crying right on the spot. So I figured that was just such a Jade thing to do, to try to just get anything we can for these kids that are in the program.
Awesome. That is fantastic.
That's really sweet. It's not a Jade thing to do. That's a very Seth thing to do. You have such a huge heart, and I totally appreciate it. And the kids do too. It makes such a difference, especially when you guys try and you have them on the air and you reach out and spend your time with them. You know, it really does change their lives in such a positive way. So good job.
I'm just trying to turn you on with my good deeds, Jade.
it's working. Watch out, Phoebe.
All right, Jade, thank you so much. Continued success to you. And thanks again for allowing us to be a part of this program. And I'm glad we've put the BS from our past behind us, and we're healing through Apple a Day.
Absolutely. Anything for the kids. And I appreciate all your work, everybody. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you, Jade. She's something else. Beautiful person inside and
she
out.
She never had any problems. You had the problem.
Well. Yes, you're right. So what, big man?
So you put it behind you.
All right. Well, we together have put the stuff that I had behind me. Look, I'm not perfect. I'm not like my son.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.